Yes, indeed. And we are awaiting your home improvement type of question for Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. And the number is, for either a phone call or text, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too. I hope you had a good week. I'm guessing now that it was another busy week. The weather was kind of your friend again.
The weather has been our friend. It doesn't look like it's lasting a whole lot here. Going to be a little bit colder, and we did get a little bit of a dusting of snow. But, boy, we've been blessed all year, Denny. Taking a look back at last year, any year over the last 10 years and the amount of rain days and weather events that we had where we couldn't work, it's compared to this year, it just didn't happen. We were able to work pretty much almost every day.
It really has been great. What I know, we get this question from time to time, and I know you get it all the time. What about parts and materials now and the cost? I mean, we talked about the lumber cost over the last couple of years. Has anything changed? Is it getting better, worse, the same? How would you answer that?
Well, lumber's come back down to where, you know, it's manageable. This is still not, you know, in what I would consider low pricing, but I think it is what it is for now. Again, we talked in the spring of 2020, in the spring of 2021, and I said, if you want to buy a home improvement, and this year in the spring of 21, everyone was talking about how crazy the prices were. If you were to buy home improvements in May of 21 versus November of 2021, you're probably going to save money. Yes, lumber's come down, but everything else has gone up throughout the year. All of the vinyl-based products, any of the aluminum-based products, a lot of those things have gone up. I mean, we were looking at a house with my father yesterday, and there's a roll of wire. And my dad goes, "Well, there's $150 sitting there." And I'm like, $150 for one roll of wire? And he goes, "Oh, yeah." And, you know, I remember last time I bought a roll of wire, probably 2018, when I was doing some stuff in the shed here. I think it was $20-$30, Denny. And so that stuff has gone up. Labor's gone up. It's, you know, but if you were to look at the pricing, it's not a lot that different. It's leveled out a little bit. Yes, we did have a big jump there, but if you were to look all the way back to like 2016, Danny, you're going to see a 5 to 10% increase of pricing on most things home improvements, and that's about where we're at now. We did have a big jump this spring because people were panicking, and there was some crazy pricing on materials, but things have kind of stabilized a little bit. The prices of some materials have gone up, and I think they're going to stay there. Lumber has gotten down. I think lumber is going to come down a little bit more. Yeah, but we'll see. You know, I'm a roofer, not an economist, but I try to talk to enough of these manufacturers, and we have meetings after meetings after meetings. This is one of the nice parts, Denny. Next week, like what we did last year, I'm meeting with all of our suppliers and manufacturers, and I'll be putting in my order for 2021, well ahead of the masses, so I will not be dealing with the 2021 spring price increases, which look to be pretty inevitable.
Eddie, are people still requesting Lindis come out to their home to do blower door tests, things like that?
Absolutely. As we saw some dips in temperatures and people start looking in the future here, they're starting to feel some drafts. It's probably the number one call we're getting right now, and it's a free service. What we're going to do is we're going to take your house as a whole. We're going to do a heat map analysis. We're going to use things like our infrared imaging. We have cameras we can put in the walls. My people have a bunch of diagnostic tools at their disposal to really find out what's going on with your house. And we're going to write up a comprehensive plan that it's designed to make your house the most comfortable and efficient it possibly can be. And that can be scaled down or up from there.
Now, what if someone, by the way, if you want to call in or text in your home improvement question, here's the number, 651 for either now, 651-461-9226. Let's say a listener wants Lindis to come out. They think they need some insulation. I mean, this is the time of year people notice it probably more than even during the cooling season, right? It's the drafts they feel, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
What's the process there, and how long does it take to get someone out there?
Usually we can be within, depending on your schedule, a week or so, and it may take an hour, maybe 2 hours altogether to go over everything. Sometimes it's shorter.
How do you know? I mean, what's the process? Because I know you've, well, you've done it yourself, too. If someone comes out, what are they crawl in your attic or what? Describe the process.
Well, we're going to want to look around the entire exterior of the home. We're going to want to look at the basement. We're going to be checking for drafts along your rim. We're going to be checking for drafts up in your attic as well. We're going to do infrared imaging from the outside and inside of your house. To really start to figure out where the drafts are. Like you said, Denny, as we get into this cooling season and people are turning their furnaces on, or they've been on for a little bit now, and so we're looking at temperatures anywhere from 62 to 75 inside a house, and 20 degrees outside, it really starts to give us a picture where the cold air is coming in and why the air is doing that and where the air is moving in your walls. So it gives us the best way to not only add insulation, but we're going to figure out what we need to seal off, where we need to ventilate better, and go from there.
I assume that if it's within their budget, a lot of folks are wanting the spray foam, right?
Yeah, and rightfully so. If you can afford it, I would highly recommend it. And to be honest with you, Denny, when you look at the cost of insulation and what you're getting with spray foam, it's really hard not to come up with an argument why you shouldn't spend that money. And over the long run, it's really hard to find a home improvement that's going to pay you back better, not only in how much more comfortable your house is going to be and how much healthier your house is going to be, but what you're going to start saving on energy costs. I don't know if... you know, I live kind of out in the country, so I have a couple of LP tanks that need to get filled up, and it's not looking like it's going to be a pretty winter on those dollars.
Oh, no, for sure. And like you said, and as far as the foam goes, it's not like if somebody is just, let's just say in the old days when they're just putting in fiberglass or cellulose, and they keep adding it over the years or whatever. You get that foam. You get Lindus out there to foam your attic, let's say, like you guys have done to our house. You don't have to keep doing that, right? I mean, once that's done, you can then add the cellulose or whatever you want, you know, after that fact. But once that foam is in there, didn't you say in some cases you can even walk on that?
Yeah, you can get up there, and if you spray foam your entire attic and you're not adding cellulose over the top of it, you can walk on it and have no worries. If you have cellulose over the top of it, you're going to create dead spaces. You're going to compress that insulation a little bit, so you want to be careful with that. But on average, Denny, the customers that we work with that were doing insulation in an attic have a little under three, it's like 2-point-something types of insulation. So we've seen up to 7 different types of insulation. I can tell you this, none of them have helped the situation. Usually they cause more harm than good. What I see a lot of times happening is because of poor attic air sealing, the attic airspace is breathing too much and losing too much heat from the inside of the house that's getting into the attic. People add insulation over the top thinking that they're going to fix this, Denny. And what it does is it creates an easier condensation point to happen. You're creating a colder surface essentially up on your roof deck, so it's making it easier for that warm air, when it meets that cold surface, to condensate. When it starts to condensate, it turns into frost. When that frost melts, that's when you start to get stains on your ceiling. And people oftentimes call us thinking that they have a roof leak, and it turns out they have condensation in their attic. It's not uncommon that we get into attics in March and April, Denny, and as things start to thaw out a little bit, and it's like it's raining in there.
Isn't that something? All right.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
I'm getting signal here. We need to take a break, and we'll grab some text messages. And if you have a phone call you'd like to make, 651-461-9226. It's the Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction every week here on CCO. Again, our phone number is also the text number, 651-461-9226. 31 degrees here on 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you, Denny Long here, along with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, answering your home improvement questions, as usual. Today, If you have one of those, you can call it in or you can text it in. Same number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Let's grab some text messages, Andy, and then any phone calls come in as well. Here's one. It says, in my mom's three-bedroom Rambler basement, some insulation work was done 3 years ago. All walls were lined with pink insulation board. Board had a foil coating. Same was done to the rim joists. The question is, would closed-cell spray foam have been a better choice? And are mold issues more likely with that pink board? How would you address that?
I'm not sure about the mold issues, but the spray foam is typically going to not only give you a better R value per inch, but you're also going to be able to seal off that wall a little bit better. When it comes to insulation, Denny, I think spray foam is better suited for the walls than even the attic because of the lack of space that you have to get to the desired R value. Especially on some of the older construction that we run into with 2x4 construction, there's really not enough space in that wall to get to the desired R value. Now, couple that with our Insultex product on the outside of the wall with your pink foam, and you're probably going to be able to get to the right R value out there because with the Insultex, what is it, 2 millimeters thick and adds an R6 to the exterior of the wall. Add that to all of the other building materials in that wall space, you know, getting to that R26, R29, it's pretty doable.
Can you, and I'm thinking about the forecast, because in fact we'll get to that complete forecast in just a few minutes, but it looks like the temperature on Monday will be dropping in the morning to like 10 above. And I'm thinking about siding, specifically vinyl siding. Is there a time frame during the winter when Lindus does not install vinyl siding, or does that not make a difference?
Well, if we had our choice, Denny, there'd be no time of the year that we installed vinyl siding.
Yeah.
As it gets colder, you have to be really careful when you're installing it. Otherwise, you can crack it and stuff. But there's not really a consideration when it comes to vinyl products on the outside. Outside of, we know that we may break it and have to replace that part. As it gets really below zero, all things outside slow down. But in our normal, 10 to 30 degrees, most everything vinyl, LP, our steel siding, we can install most of that outside.
Okay. Let me hit a couple of these text messages. I think they're related. A texter said their son ordered a door made by Pella through a big box store, paid in full. First one did not fit. Installer says they measured wrong. Well, now the finger pointing, both ways. I guess the question is, as I see it, do you work with Pella? And related question, how long does it take for Lindus to order and receive a front door with side lights? So if you want to grab that one.
Yes, we do work with Pella, and it's going to depend on the door and the manufacturer that we order it from. Typically, and in normal years, without the crazy supply and demand issues that we've been facing this year, it's a two-week process. With most of our door manufacturers right now, it's going to be the 5 to 6 week process, I believe. But there's some things that we can do in the meantime, and if we need to, we can speed things up. We have a good enough relationship with all of our manufacturers, including Pella. We can get things on a pretty speedy basis.
Another text says, can I get my deck plans done now? And related, can you do footings this time of year?
Depending on the type of footing, but yes, we can do some footings this time of year, and it's a wonderful time to meet with one of our deck people and start planning for the spring.
When is it not advisable to do footings? I mean, when it's 20 below, certainly, but I mean, it depends, like you said, on the, and what type of footings are there? I know you've addressed this before.
Yeah, if you're putting in an ordinary footing where you're going to be digging the hole and you're going to have to thaw out the ground and work with the cement and things like that, but the helical piers and the diamond piers, we can get away with a little bit more frozen ground. So we typically get into through December with those types of footings. And a lot of times we will go out and pre-plan and get some footings put out there so we can continue to work through the winter months.
Well, really, when you think about it, given the time of year, this is really a good time to have folks call Lindis for any project, right? Whatever it may be. Get it, you know, and in fact, like we talked about lumber prices, et cetera, get something signed up now, whatever the project may be, you know, save yourself some time and money.
I've always said the fall is, if I were to be doing a home improvement in 2022, I would have started the process about a month ago. And it's not like it's too late to start it right now, but I just think buying home improvements in the fall is one of the smarter things you can do. Because, you know, depending on what you're getting, certain manufacturers have some deals. Certain supply houses are sitting on materials that they didn't get rid of. So there might be some deals to be had. But worst case scenario, even if you're not getting in on the deals, you're going to be on the front end of the 2022 group. You're on the front end of the planning. So especially with the deck, you know, you're seeing a lot of companies with 6, 8, 10, 12, 14-month lead times. You know, over the last couple of years, our living space in our homes have become really important, and people have been expanding on those at a much higher clip than they had in previous years. So be able to wait till April, May and want to enjoy a deck in 2022 is you might be waiting until 2023 if you wait that long.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Andy, hang on. Let's have a look at that forecast, see what this next week is going to bring us. And we'll be back with another half hour of the show. If you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, don't wait. You can call it in or text it in, whichever is easier. One number to remember, and that is 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more home improvement talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our friends at Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis, again, answering your questions. Home improvement type, either by phone or by text, and one number will get you either one, whatever is easier for you. 651-461-9226 for your phone call or your text message for Andy. Andy, here's one. It says, "Hi, Andy. I'm going to have Lindis install leaf guard gutters. Wondering how far out you are scheduling. Will the gutter and season guard window costs go up in the spring?" I guess kind of related to what we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm anticipating possibly a price increase. I know I'm hoping leaf guard does not. We've had our fair share of price increases with the aluminum commodity market this year. But I don't know. Here's the nice thing, Denny. This is what we do every year. If you're willing to meet with us in the fall and put down a small down payment, we lock your pricing in. And I've done this for people that know that we're not starting the project till next September. There's other things going on, or that's just what they want to schedule. So we'll lock you in. I have a good enough relationship with all of my suppliers and all my manufacturers in a big enough warehouse that we can get the materials in, and we'll sit on them. And we've sat on them for longer periods of time than a couple of months, I can tell you that much. So, and who knows? Last year, Denny, we installed leaf guard pretty much all year. It was pretty mild. There was a couple weeks in February we didn't get a lot done, but we didn't have a lot of cold weather. We didn't have a lot of snow, and who knows? I have no idea. I mean, the weatherman doesn't even seem to be able to predict what's going to happen over the next couple of months. So we get a good winter. We might be installing your gutters in January if you buy them today.
No, like they say, as far as forecasting, it's an inexact science, for sure. The listener wants to know the pros and cons of steel roofing.
Take away all of the aesthetic things. It's tough to come up pros and cons on the look of it. If you really like the look of it, if I were to come up with a con of the metal roofing, it would be with how it deals with snow in the wintertime. Because if you have a lot of sidewalks, just know that you can, you know, in my parents' place, we have a strategic way that roof was designed. There'll be at times where there's a snow slide coming off that metal roof, Denny, that goes all the way up to the eave. And if this is an area that you have to shovel, and that's melting snow that froze overnight, that can be something that makes you curse your roof on a 5-degree day with a frozen snow pile in front of your front door. That's something to take into consideration. Now, if you meet with us, we're going to walk you through that. We're going to go over the snow bars. We're going to go over all of that. A lot of people think that metal roofing is going to be marketably louder than an asphalt roofing. We get the sense because we've been inside a pole barn that has metal just on purlins, and when it rains, you can't talk in that building. That's it's right. So loud. But on a ordinary roof where you have sheeting and insulation, it's no different of a noise than, or no louder of a noise than your asphalt roofing. Now, having said that, asphalt roofing has a better warranty and comes in a wider variety of colors and is made in Minneapolis, Minnesota by our good friends at GAF. I have a really hard time. We've done metal roofing, you know, for 30 years, Denny, and we've done shingles for that same amount of time, off and on different manufacturers. But since we hooked up with Elk, and once Elk was bought by GAF, and we partnered with them, on my own buildings, on my friends' buildings, on my family's buildings, it's been GAF asphalt roofing that we choose to use. Because when Lindis thinks of building materials, the number one thing that we think of, Denny, is durability. And it's hard to beat a 50-year bulletproof warranty with no out-of-pocket expenses. You just can't. Yeah. It's just a better product out there for your roof than almost anything. And they're not done yet. Denny, I met with them, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. They have 6 new materials over the next 3 years that they're looking at. None of them, like, you couldn't even imagine what they're looking at for the type of roofing. This company, they just have a lot of really cool things coming down from all sorts of different things, from some of the solar panel things that they're going to have available over the next couple of years. I see we have a text about a net zero house in Minnesota where a roof like that with a good spray foam and a good HVAC system, net zero is a very doable thing, I think, in the future here in Minnesota.
And the GAF, they said, is made right here in CCO land.
Yeah. I mean, that has to say something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a homer, but just from logistics and shipping and knowing that you're putting on a building material made by your neighbors, possibly. So that's kind of a cool thing. And the same with our siding. You know, Two Arbors, Minnesota, Hayward, Wisconsin, Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Those are all the areas that our siding materials come from.
Yeah, LP. Yeah, absolutely. And as far as, you know, you mentioned it, I'm thinking of listeners who may have had their roofing done in recent times, recent years. But you and I have talked about, like, what we had done with Lindis and GAF several years ago about that 50-year non-prorate. Explain that. Tell our listeners what – it sounds like we're selling roofing. I guess we are. But,
we'll look at it from a building materials warranties as a whole. Not just roofing. And a lot of times they're written with a time of incident warranty or the time of replacement warranty. So say we did your roof, 5 years ago? It's probably $10,000 more today than it was 5 years ago, Denny.
Wow.
Just off the top of my head. You don't want to pay that extra 10 grand. A lot of warranties are written that way, where they're only going to give you the money that you paid for the roof 20 years ago. Well, Denny, 20 years ago, I could probably put a roof on for $3,000. You're not even getting the underlayment for $3,000 nowadays. So that's not a lot of money to replace your roof. So you want to look at a time of incident warranty and a non-prorated warranty. I've had 2 warranty claims with GAF. Both times, the homeowner had 0 out-of-pocket expense. 0 out-of-pocket. The dumpster was covered. Everything was covered. So, and it doesn't matter if it's a 2-year claim or a 40 claim on year 41. You got the Golden Pledge warranty. It's about as bulletproof as a manufacturer warranty comes.
Yeah, because everybody's signing off on it, right? You've got it. You've got it.
Yeah.
They
sign off the installation. We take pictures. I mean, there's we've dotted every I and crossed every T to make sure that this warranty is as strong as it possibly can be.
Yeah. Let's grab a phone call, Andy. And by the way, here's the phone number and the text number. It is the same, 651-461-9226. Let's go to Becker. Dennis is calling in from Becker. Dennis, thank you. You're on with Andy Lindis.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Long-time listeners, second-time caller.
Fantastic.
Couple questions. Sorry about that. Couple questions. Do you guys put zinc strips on all your roofs that you do? And how much does it typically cost to put a zinc strip on a split level home?
Don't put them on all of the roofs that we do. If we notice that they have a big algae problem, and a lot of times the manufacturer of the shingles nowadays have a little bit better algae warranties. But again, you're only talking 10, 15 years max. So if you have a lot of shade, you have a roof that doesn't dry off well, you have a lot of oak trees. For whatever reason, the oak trees seem to tend more to that green stuff that gets growing on the roof. We will install a zinc strip, and it's not that much. You're talking pennies on the dollar from what a roof costs. It's, you know, a few bucks a foot. Last time I looked, again, those materials have all gone up. They're really easy to install, especially when you're doing a roof. You just install them on the top row there, and yeah, they can be add a little strip to the peak. If you have a really steep roof, you can see them. But I'm telling you, when you look at roofs that have that, you know, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, or if you're ever driving around a neighborhood and you look at a roof and it just looks all stained, it looks like the shingle rocks have all come off it. And then you look at like one of the vent pipes and it looks like the shingles are all brand new underneath that. What that is it's the same, that's a galvanized pipe there that galvanized is just zinc coated, and that zinc oxidizes in a way it doesn't allow the algae to grow underneath it. And that's where the zinc strips were come up with. People saw that happen and they started putting them all along the strip of the top strip of the roof to keep the algae off the roof. And roofs get replaced all the time, Danny, because they think that's granulosa and it's just algae growing up on there. And shame on the roofer that tells the homeowner that they need a new roof when all they need is a roof cleaning job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's amazing what that over the years, and that's obviously nothing new. That's been around for a long time. Yeah, that's it's amazing what that over the years, and that's obviously nothing new. That's been around for a long time in that galvanized metal. I'm looking at some other text messages we need to get to. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Come back on the other side. If you have a home improvement question, there's still time for yours at 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, next hour, Dr. Gene Geske, the veterinarian, will be joining us to answer your dog and cat questions. That's next hour as our informational shows continue here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour by our friends at Linda's Construction. You want to get in touch with those folks, whatever the project you may have in mind. And that's 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. That's always the easiest number to remember, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD. If you want to get in touch with Andy today, either by phone or by text, here's our number, 651-461-9226. I know we get the questions from time to time, Andy, about folks wanting Linda's to come out and how much does it cost for this or how much does it cost for that. And there's so many variables given sizes of homes and things like that. This one text, hi, Danny and Andy. This listener has a 1995 home which has fiberglass insulation in the basement walls with plastic over most of it, but it's all open. They want to know the cost to take all that out and have spray foam installed by Linda's before sheetrocking. What would you suggest they do? I would suggest that Joe, who's texting, call you guys. Right?
Hey, all right.
You know, there's nothing like live radio, Andy, right? I mean, it's, you just never know what's going to happen. That keeps it interesting.
Okay. Keeps Dennis on his toes back there in the engineer room.
Yes, yes.
I have no toes anymore.
As they say, he runs like a gazelle.
I was picturing you running around the studio there, Dennis. I was sorry that we're doing this all remotely still. One of these days we'll be able to see you run around and try to put wires where they need to go.
Yeah, we'll put it on video.
I just don't understand sometimes.
All right. Well, I know we're going to be taking a break here and getting ready for CBS News, Andy, but I want to try to, let's see if we can't grab a text or two before we go. What does Lindis prefer for new construction foundation, poured or block cement? You guys have a favorite?
We work with a lot more block than poured. We've had good luck with poured walls, and we've had good luck with wood basements, Denny. So I did see this text earlier, and I got a text into Jesse Treble to see which one has better for moisture control. I really don't know the answer to that. I will try to find the answer to that question and bring it back with me next week on what basement has the best moisture control out of the wood basement, poured, or block, and we'll get the Safe Basements folks' expert opinion on it so we know we're dealing with true stuff.
There's a follow-up on our when you and I were talking about those great GAF shingles. Is the warranty transferable, the listener wants to know.
Yes, sir. If you get their upper-end warranty, and remember, almost all manufacturers have different level of warranties that you can get, and it is this warranty does cost a couple of dollars per square, but we're talking about $100 for a $20,000 roof or so, and there's some different steps that you have to take on the installation process, but Lindis Construction, we're going to do those anyways, so you might as well get the Golden Pledge warranty. As long as you have the Golden Pledge warranty or the upper-tier warranty with most manufacturers, you're going to be able to transfer it at least once.
All right. Well, thank you to our listeners to let us know we are off the air. Yeah, we had somewhat of a clue about that ourselves, as a matter of fact. Thanks for letting us know. And we've got to run here in the 60 seconds. Excuse me, Andy. If folks want to get in touch with Lindis, what's going on as far as any particular deals now?
Right now, you can get the free heat map analysis, and I'm telling you, this is one of the best values of estimates that we give people all year round. We're going to come out, we're going to use every diagnostic tool that we possibly can to really give you a blueprint on how to make your home not only the most energy efficient it possibly can be, but also the most comfortable that can be. I mean, that's why we do this. We want you to enjoy living in your home when we're done with it, and when we leave, people are happy, and when you start to look at your heating bills, they get even happier. So that's one of the best things I think you can do this time of year. We also have 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin.
Excellent. Andy, have a good week. Call 1-800-LEAF-GARDEN. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Andy.
Sounds great, Denny. Thank you.
Get those pet questions ready for Dr. Geske next hour here on 830 W.